My daughter is just much different than her and her kids. Right now, daylight and dark. I have to say that when she was coming as a youngster, I said, Patricia, go bring me that broom. She goes, you didn't bring the broom to me. But you know about her kids? She'll ask her kids 3 to 4 times to go down and get that broom. Go get that broom. Go get that broom. Go get that broom. See, now it's just much different with the kids now and when they're growing up. It's daylight and dark.
You were small.
And when I was small, I had to do the same thing. See, when mother and papa didn't tell me for one time to do something. That's all I know I had to do it. I get one of them backhand licks. So I didn't enjoy them, so I just go ahead and do what they tell me to do. But now, it just seems things, you might say, it's a gun law. Now, this gun law, short gun law, anything that you tell the public they can't do, that's what they're going to do. See, there's more shotguns now around in people's pocketbooks and in the pockets now than never been. See, but they say you can't do it. Just saying like making moonshine whiskey. You just can still all make moonshine whiskey, but they say you can't do it. But they're going to make it as long as the world stands. So you just can't. Anything you tell people they can't do, that's what they're going to do. So that's just where the thing is now. And this same way as these kids. These kids down here. Who has money to spend? Yes, they have money to spend.
What about, you said something about moonshine. Do they really do that up here?
Yes.
Do they?
What are you talking about, down here in Carolina?
Yeah.
See, it's, they have big springs. We call them the limestone rocks. And it just flows off down in there. It makes it. I mean, it will make it some moonshine. Just kidding. Limestone rock is a kind of a gray-looking rock. And them hills, you know, they have streams of water coming out of there, you know. And naturally, that's where the maybe stream of water come out of this mountain right here. Well, he loves these 5 miles down the road there, you know, making some moonshine whiskey.
I heard that. I didn't know.
That's right. That's right.
How do you make it? Do you know how they do it?
I really don't know, but I tell you.
How do they make it out of?
They make it out of some grain. You might say corn, wheat, or rye, and they add sugar to it. Texas butter, I like to went to Atlanta, Georgia for it. You know why? Mm-hmm. I was selling sugar to, I didn't have it in the mountain. If they come and ask me, get them 1,000 pounds of sugar, I'd go to the wholesale house and buy it. And they'd come out and pick it up.
Never got caught,
No, I was just on the age of getting caught. I know some people, my friends, did get caught. And they had to go.
What did they do to them?
Send them to Atlanta.
Atlanta? What was in Atlanta?
Down in Atlanta prison.
For getting sugar?
Yeah, for buying too much sugar.
How long, you mean like just they got suspicious when they bought it?
When you buy too much, you know. See, they know I wasn't selling that much sugar in no store at one time. See, now I go to maybe 2 or 3 times a week and buy some.
Well, how did you get out
there? Well, I got, and this goes on there too.
Nobody's interested in that. Oh, we'll switch the subject if you want to.
Yeah. So, at that time, I had a friend. A couple of white friends.